From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress has approved long-stalled trade agreements with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. A staff report by the U.S. International Trade Commission has estimated the South Korean deal alone could result in more than a quarter of a million new American jobs. NPR's Ted Robbins says the trade pacts passed with rare bipartisan support.
The House and Senate voted on each of the three agreements separately and rapidly. Each passed with large margins of support from both parties. The trade agreements lower or eliminate tariffs American exporters now face in South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Some unions and trade pact opponents argue that the agreements end up costing U.S. jobs and they ignore labor standards in other countries. The Obama administration says the new trade agreements could boost U.S. exports by $13 billion and help support tens of thousands of U.S. jobs. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Investigators in California are trying to determine what prompted a man to walk into a crowded beauty salon in the seaside town of Seal Beach and open fire. NPR's Carrie Kahn says eight people were killed and another critically injured.
Several press outlets report that the suspect was the husband of an employee, although police say they do not know the motive of the shooting. The salon in Seal Beach, California was full with afternoon customers, and police say victims were found throughout. Seal Beach is about 30 miles south of Los Angeles. Seal Beach Police Sergeant Steve Bowles says the suspect was quickly arrested.
Within a minute, I would say, of the shooting, our officers arriving, our officers were following the suspect. So we feel very confident at this point that we do have the single and only suspect in custody.
Sergeant Bowles says the suspect told officers he had more weapons in his car. He was described by witnesses as wearing body armor. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
An Amtrak train traveling at low speed crashed into another train sitting at a station in Oakland, California last night. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports at least 17 people were hurt, but most of the injuries were minor.
The authorities say the moving train was traveling at a speed of between 15 and 25 miles per hour when, according to a spokesman for the Oakland Fire Department, engineers might have disregarded a signal and hit the stationary train head-on. The spokesman said the injuries included some broken limbs, bumps, and bruises. Representatives of the National Transportation Safety Board are expected in Oakland soon to conduct an investigation. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A salvage crew has boarded a cargo ship off New Zealand that's leaking oil, but the country's transport minister, Stephen Joyce, says it's not clear if they'll be able to pump the remaining oil off the vessel before it breaks up.
Some of the challenges that I've heard from the salvage team is just, for example, whether it will be possible to work inside the hull at this point or whether they'll actually have to enter from outside.
This is NPR News from Washington. New foreclosure numbers indicate that banks are getting more aggressive against homeowners who are behind on their mortgage payments. The number of people getting their first default notices jumped 14% in the second quarter. But James Acacio with the foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack says the increased pace of new filings has not put a dent in the overall length of the foreclosure process.
The thing that you have to be concerned about is the foreclosure timelines have taken longer. They've gone up now to 336 days. To process a foreclosure.
So Sicasio says there's still a glut of potential foreclosures tracing back to paperwork problems discovered last year, and that's weighing on the housing market. The federal government has issued notices of 15 violations relating to last year's massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says regulators are claiming that oil giant BP, oil rig owner Transocean, and contractor Halliburton failed to follow rules for drilling in the Gulf.
The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement faults BP overall as the Macondo Wells operator. The agency says Transocean did not maintain the blowout preventer system properly, and it says Halliburton did not cement the well as it was supposed to. This is the first time the government has issued this sort of violation to contractors on a well. In the past, the agency has only cited the operator, which has ultimate responsibility for what happens at a drilling site. The companies have 60 days to appeal the violations before the government determines how much they will be fined. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Obama's campaign says Mr. Obama raised more than $70 million over the summer for his reelection effort and for the Democratic Party. That exceeds the campaign's goal, but was about $16 billion less than Mr. Obama raised during the previous quarter. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.